Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
There is a dark side to every business. It doesn't matter what business we are talking about. There is a dark side to each and every one of them. Even if it's a place that has generally given you a lot of joy. Behind the scenes, peek back behind that curtain a little bit. Could be dark back there.
We've already done the dark side of Disney. So I started thinking, where can we go next? I know. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
There's a lot of content here. There's going to be a lot of content here. When she said that she was going to do this about Chuck E. Cheese, I don't know if you guys ever watched Nick Bargatze. I think that's his name. Stand-up comedian.
Not familiar.
Nate Bargatze.
Nate Bargatze. Really, really funny dude. And he does 60 seconds on Chuck E. Cheese, and every time I watch it, it cracks me up. So before we even get into the dark side, here's Nick.
Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go out of business and they can't. They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out. They're updating nothing. That Chucky band is just robotic. I mean, the drummer doesn't even turn on. It just sits like that the whole time. They sell booze to parents now. They just give them buckets of Bud Light. They're drunk in a booth at 9 a.m. And someone drives those kids home. I don't see a bunch of Ubers and Lyfts showing up. There was a Chuck E. Cheese that got caught. If people didn't eat all their pizza, they would just put it back out on the buffet. And that would shut down any normal business. And with Chuck E. Cheese, they have thrived. I mean, when I read the story, I was like, I thought that's what they were doing. I thought we agreed that that's fine.
So I'm going to go ahead and give the kid warning about the dark side of Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Right. It gets very, very dark. And we're going to start strong. I went into the depths of the internet to pull these stories, which are all allegedly true.
Okay.
They actually, a majority of these had news stories to click and to back up the story. So in 2009, one of the employees who was dressed as the restaurant's mascot, you know, that giant mouse.
Of course.
Groped a mother who was at the restaurant with her child.
Uh-oh.
He looked at her, reached out, grabbed her boob, and moved along. Said Mark Potoshnik, the mother's attorney. Her jaw dropped in shock and disgust. Next we have...
Wow.
My friend works there, and he says that if you are in the Chuck E. Cheese suit, you have to watch out because little kids will punch the S out of your D word.
No doubt. Yep.
One of his coworkers had to go to the hospital because a little kid falcon punched him right in the sack.
What is a falcon punch?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never heard of that
I've
one.
Never heard of it either. All right. Next. Charles W. Elias, a man from Olympia, Washington, used three children aged 7, 8, and 10 to help him steal 15 to 20 purses at a selection of area Chuck E. Cheese's. Charles was later arrested in connection with the theft, but police have released, but police haven't released how he knew the children.
Wow.
Damn.
But he had a, he had a robbery ring with a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And would go to different area Chuck E. Cheese's and have them lift purses and give them to him.
By the way, the Falcon Punch is the greatest move in Smash Brothers history, just so you know.
Is it?
Okay.
Now we know.
Now you know.
Okay. This next story, a, in quotations, former friend in high school was fired from CC for servicing her boyfriend in the parking lot on a break.
Hey, wow.
Yo.
Are you kidding?
A family witnessed.
No.
Wow. I can't think of a less romantic place.
Okay.
I mean, are you kidding?
What?
I mean, if your gear doesn't work there, it's understandable.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sorry. I just can't. I'm sorry.
Red
Chuck E.
Cheese.
Right yeah. It's Chuck E. Cheese. The logo's right there. It's not my fault.
At a Chuck E. Cheese in Belleville, Illinois, a child found a baggie containing a white substance on the carousel.
Oh, no.
Oh, sugar.
The mother of the child said management refused to call the police when they were presented with the powder and that the manager asked her just to throw the baggie away.
Somebody was really trying to enjoy that carousel.
They do sell beer at Chuck E. Cheese now. However, it is a 2-drink maximum. So you are only allowed 2 drinks.
Should be a 4-drink minimum.
And that is it. This next story, a little sad. One family comes in, mostly adults, and one little kid about 4. The adults let the kid play while they drink beer. They do sell beer, surprisingly. Chuck E. Cheese has a limit of 2 beers per person, but this family was already a little tipsy when they got there. My brother didn't think about anything until closing time. The family left the little kid there. So the family had left without the kid.
Got the kid?
They called the police and somehow got the family to come back. By this point, the family was drunk. The family drove there and they were trying to get the kid in the car with them. The cops arrested the family. Yeah. I don't know what happened to the kid, though.
Wow. Oh, no.
This is like Home Alone 9.
In real life?
When they're totally out of ideas.
And then in Parma, Ohio, five Chuck E. Cheese employees were attacked by a group of people who were angry over a malfunctioning photo machine. One of the employees said that he was slammed into the table and was on the receiving end of an uppercut from one of the customers. By the time the police arrived, the culprits had run away.
At least he wasn't Falcon punched.
Yes. all at Chuck E. Cheese. Damn.
So there was a lot of fights. A lot of drunken instances and a lot of drug use.
No doubt.
That went down
at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. At Chuck E. Cheese.
The Burt Show.